Sachar Bachar Parag Gimel Mishnah Dalet Bal Kari Mahar Beliva. Ve'ena Mevarach Lo Lefaneha Ve'lo La'acharah. And Bal Kari, somebody was seeing Kari hadn't even mentioned. And Ezra Sofer was mentioning that Bal Kari cannot learn Torah, nor can he recite brachas. Not because a word of Torah would become tummy, as different Torah cannot become tummy, but because Ezra Sofer did not want the Talmid HaChachamim to frequent their wives too much. And if they know, and when they frequent their wives, they will not be allowed to learn Torah, they would not be with their wives as much. So therefore, he was mentioning that he cannot learn Torah until they immerse themselves in a mikvah. And the Bal Kari, when he reaches his mind of Kriyat Shema, he must contemplate the words of Kriyat Shema in his heart, but cannot actually recite the words of Kriyat Shema. But the bracha of Kriyat Shema does not have to contemplate in his heart, not the bracha before Kriyat Shema, nor the bracha after Kriyat Shema. The bracha of Kriyat Shema are not meant at Torah, so the Rabbanit did not require him to contemplate the bracha, since he cannot actually recite the bracha. Balamazo mevarach l'acharav, ve'eino mevarach l'fanav. When a Bal Kari eats bread, he must make the bracha after eating the bread. He must make bracha l'mazon. His bracha l'mazon is meant at Torah, so he contemplate the words of bracha l'mazon in his heart. But he does not have to contemplate the bracha that he would make before eating, and the bracha they make before eating are not meant at Torah. So therefore, since he cannot actually recite the bracha, he would not have to contemplate the bracha that he makes before eating in his heart. Rabbi Hudaim and Mevarach l'fanav u'l'acharav. Rabbi Yehuda argues in the Tanna Kamma Iyal that a Bal Kari can recite the bracha, so therefore he should make the bracha both before and after eating, since he is allowed to recite the bracha. Now the Mefarshim speak out that nowadays a Bal Kari can learn Torah and he can recite all the brachas, as the Chachamim were mevatel the takana of Ezra. They canceled the takana and they said that a Bal Kari nowadays is allowed to learn Torah and recite brachas, even though he has not immersed himself in a mikvah. Somebody who's in the middle of davening Shemoneh Esrei, and all of a sudden he realized that he's a Bal Kari, that's supposed to be davening. Lo yafzik eli kaz. He shouldn't stop davening in the middle, even though he's a Bal Kari, he shouldn't have been davening. Since he's already in the middle, he should continue davening, but he should shorten each bracha. He should only recite the beginning and the end of each bracha. He shouldn't recite the entire bracha. And the Mefarshim speak out that if somebody's in the middle of reading Kriyat Shema and all of a sudden he realizes he's about Kari, he should complete the Kriyat Shema, but not by reciting it, only by contemplating it, as we had in the previous mission, that about Kari would contemplate the words of Kriyat Shema in his heart. And if about Kari is in the middle of the bracha of Kriyat Shema and all of a sudden realizes that he's about Kari, he should stop the bracha in the middle. He should completely cease saying the bracha of Kriyat Shema since he's about Kari. Yared litzvah. If somebody has gone down into the mikvah to be tovah, he's immersing himself in a mikvah, and all of a sudden he realizes it's man Kriyat Shema. And Yachol Lalos Velizkasos Velikros Achelo Tanit Hachama. If he has time to get out of the mikvah, to cover himself up, and to read Kriyat Shema prior to Neit Hachama, Kriyat Shema should be read prior to Neit Hachama. He should go ahead and get out of the mikvah, cover himself up, and read the Kriyat Shema. But if he doesn't have time to do that, by the time he would get out of the mikvah and cover himself up, it would be past Neit Hachama already. Yiskasa B'mayim V'yikri. He should cover himself up in the water and read, meaning to say, if the water is cloudy, then his lathe does not see his erva, then he can read the Kriyat Shema in the water. As long as his head is out of the water and his erva is in the water, he would be allowed to read the Kriyat Shema. But if the water is clear that his lathe does see the erva, it would be forbidden for him to read Kriyat Shema in the water. But he cannot cover himself up in foul water or water that was used to soak flax as smelly water. It would be forbidden to read Kriyat Shema because of the bad smell. Achiyato l'tochan mayim. Now the Mefarshim explained that which the Mishnah said, Achiyato l'tochan mayim, is talking about somebody wants to read Kriyat Shema and there's urine on the floor. It would be forbidden to read Kriyat Shema until you pour water in the urine. The din is, you have to pour a revius of water into each time somebody urinates, meaning to say, if the urine on the floor is from one urination, then one revius is required. If it's from two urinations, then two revius would be required for you to be able to read Kriyat Shema in the presence of the urine. How much do you have to distance yourself from urine or from excrement when you want to read Kriyat Shema or learn Torah? You have to distance yourself 4 amos from the place where you no longer smell the tzoah. And the Mefarshim speak out, that which says you should distance yourself 4 amos from the place where you no longer can smell it, that's if you're to the side or to the back of the tzoah, that you cannot see the tzoah from where you are. But if you're in front of the tzoah, that you can see the tzoah from where you are, you have to distance yourself so you can no longer see it. Only then can you learn Torah or recite Kriyat Shema.